But in the meantime, we got the phone number for the guy that is actually charged with catching the dang thing. Bob, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Not too bad. Enjoying the hot sun.
Yeah, you sound, to be honest with you, Bob, you sound exhausted.
No, it's just a little tiring with all the commotion going on here. We usually try to keep these type of things quiet so that it doesn't become a media circus like this. And we're doing our best right now to keep the general public to not be afraid and not be crazy. This is a small animal. It's not going to jump out of the water and attack anybody. But we just want to keep people from doing the stupid thing by climbing in the water and trying to catch them if they get too close to them.
I just have a couple questions for you. Is it possible there's more than one? What do you think about that, Bob?
No. From all the evidence we've seen, there is only one animal here. There's been some rumors because everybody now sees a shadow under the water. It's a very murky colored water here. And they see a shadow of a log or of some mud moving around from a catfish or something. And they all come running up to me and saying, he's over here, he's over here, there's two of them over here. And when you hear somebody yelling, there's two of them, and next thing you know it, there's four of them, then the stories have already gotten to 10 to 12 feet long. So it's sometimes blown out of proportion.
It's like our Loch Ness monster, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the first picture we had of this animal actually was, the picture was looking like a Loch Ness. It was out of focus. It was literally, you thought it was an abominable bowman that was so miserable photograph. But since then we've gotten some good digital shots, and we've confirmed the face that it is an American alligator. He's approximately 4 feet long, so you're talking a very small animal that can't really hurt anybody. But he does have a nasty set of teeth, and if you turn around and try to grab him, you will be the receiving end of those teeth. And not that he would kill anybody, but he'd do a nasty job on your hand.
So what do you do now? Do you set the traps and just wait, or do you try to seek him out?
Well, the first things we do in the morning is, at the moment, we were searching for the animal originally, and he's been popping up in certain locations. We're trying to find where he's comfortable with. Tuesday, he was comfortable with the south end of the lake, or the lagoon over here where by the boat docks, because we believe that's where the owner dumped him in when the animal was coming back to the point of origin. Yesterday, the wind was blowing from the south, and all the warm water of the lake went to the north end of the lagoon, and the temperature went from 77 degrees on the south side to 92 degrees on the north side. So needless to say, the gator went to the north end of the lake where it was warmer. You know, and that's where we saw him popping up quite a few times yesterday. And the traps are usually our best bet because we leave them up overnight, and the animal hunts during the night. He doesn't hunt during the day. So that's why he's not interested in people. He's just trying to hide from everybody right now. He's scared of all these creepy people looking at him.
Hey, and, those are our listeners.
Well, they are still creepy people. I'm sorry. I'm one of them, you know.
Okay.
You got to remember, this animal is a predator, and so are we. So what is the biggest fear of human beings is public speaking. You guys are behind a radio. You're not in front of a television desk. So people are scared to talk to the public. Kids won't do it in school. Well, the same with the gator. He's scared of all the predators looking at him. So that's why he's hiding in the water. The moment somebody sees him, he buries himself under the water down in the mud. He lays there for an hour or two waiting. And he's so scared he's not even thinking about eating, but we're hoping he's going to grab a snack in one of the traps because it smells like the food that he had been eating. You know, we assume it was captive raised.
Yeah.
So is it true that the turtles have been foiling the traps or eating the food out of the traps? And if so, what do you do to stop that?
Yeah, well, we periodically check the traps just for the sake of catching the wrong animal. You know, you could always catch it. These traps are half in the water, half out.
Yeah.
So there's no chance of any animal drowning. But occasionally you get a muskrat, you get a raccoon, you get snapping turtles show up in there, and they'll eat the, you know, say we're using a chicken drumstick as bait, they'll eat the whole drumstick off and get caught in the trap. The traps are what we, like, they have a heart design, they're what we call live capture. They do not hurt the animal, there's plenty of room to move around.
Yeah.
But we check the traps periodically and open them up and let the animals loose and
I'd hate
it.
To see, I think I speak for everybody in Chicago when we'd hate to see anything happen to Chance. You know, if he's got to be captured, let's capture him, but let's not harm him in any way. Can an alligator evidently can live in fresh water, huh?
Oh, definitely. They are freshwater animals.
I knew that. And can they live in
saltwater crocodile?
And can they live in Illinois' climate? Could they live in Chicago's climate?
They can right now. If you check the weather outside, yesterday was the hottest day of the year.
Yeah,
but like Florida weather, high humidity, hot sun.
But what about 12 months out of the year, Bob?
No. This animal has we have a very short time to catch this animal. By September, October, the temperature will start dropping down in the water. And it gets down to below 50 degrees, this animal will start to deteriorate. By the time it gets down to 40 degrees, the animal will be dead.
That's good to know, because I think some of us are like, oh, you're kind of rooting for this outlaw alligator. I don't mean to frustrate your efforts, but if you're on the alligator side, then root for Bob to catch him with these traps.
And yes, not only the chance of us seeing the animal and catching it, we've been very fortunate to catch. This doesn't happen every day here in Chicago. It's not a very common occurrence, but it happens every couple of years because people are stupid with their pets and they just throw them. This owner could have just walked into Animal Control Services and said, I don't want this anymore, and give it to them. And they would just say, thank you very much, and then let them walk away. But since the person dumped this animal in the water here, they could very easily put warrants for his arrest for public endangerment, abandoning of an endangered species. I mean, the police departments were talking about all the different things they could find the guy with if they caught him, or the girl. I'm not going to differentiate.
Oh, it was a guy, but, trust me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, again, we're used to saying that because most of the time it is.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to be a chauvinist, but it's true.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing is I've been calling him the person who dumped this animal an idiot, because I think he spends, anywhere from $50 to $300 for this animal as a baby, and he just threw it all away and signed its death warrant. If we catch it soon, there's a possibility of it walking up on Sacramento Boulevard over here and getting hit by a car.
Bob, I want you to know the mayor was asked about you today, and she's feeling great confidence that you're going to get the job done. She said you're up to it, and she feels good about the fact that you're in charge.
We appreciate that. We've worked on a lot of reptile calls with the Chicago Animal Care and Control. We work with the Conservation Police. I'm a member of the Chicago Herbological Society, which is a society of kindred reptile interests.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody has something they like. We just happen to like reptiles, and because we study them, I've gotten very good at it, and I've been very knowledgeable about them. I'm no spring chick. I'm kind of an older guy now after all these years, so I've got a good experience with these things.
All right, Bob.
And we're keeping our fingers crossed.
And keep your fingers. All right, Bob. Well, good luck to you. Jay is going to be there for the rest of the afternoon just monitoring the situation, but we told him not to get in your way. And everybody else, leave Bob alone. He's got serious work to do, and we wish you well, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Bob the Alligator Hunter.